Straight Up Nigeria Radio, welcome back. And this is Nigeria Discuss Super Sunday. And we just had our conversation with Yomi Badejo Kusoya, President of the African Public Relations Association. Right now we have with us the President of the Advertising Association of Nigeria, Mr. Steve Baba Eko. Of course, he's a Nigerian advertising and music executive, public advocate, founder of Extreme Ideas, a Lagos-based digital advertising agency, one of Nigeria's fastest-growing communications agency. He is also the founder, CEO of Extreme Music, a record label that has its marquee actor, among others, Nigerian singer-songwriter Simi. Okay, don't let me say too much, because as we go ahead, we'll be talking a lot more about what he does and how he can come up with some solutions to Nigeria's image and reputation deficit. Mr. Steve Baba Eko, you're welcome to Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm in the spirit of Nigeria. I'm really happy to be here.
All right, welcome. This is our Diamond Anniversary Nigeria Review, and we are looking at the reputation and image deficit of Nigeria. We spoke earlier with Yomi Badejo Kusoya, and of course, we dealt more on the problems of Nigeria in terms of leadership, and how much advertising or communication can sell a bad product. And of course, we don't really have our acts together. But there are a few opportunities that I think we can see. So my first question to you is, now, you know definitely, there's no need for us to argue about Nigeria's image and reputation deficit. Just briefly, what is your own take on the real reasons and the causes of this?
Well, I mean, thank you so much, sir. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm with you.
All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. For me, I think I'm a very positive-minded person.
Very good.
Yes, we do have challenges in Nigeria. Yes, we have maybe really, really huge challenges. Mm. But if you just allow me to paraphrase one of my favorite presidents, President Bill Clinton, he once said, and let me paraphrase it to suit what the topic is. He said, there's nothing wrong with Nigeria that cannot be fixed with what is right with Nigeria.
Mm.
I think sometimes we just tend to dwell on everything that is wrong with our country and not focus on what is right. I mean, if you look at almighty America today, the amount of challenges that nation is facing right now. Sometimes, and that's why you never see me try to discuss American politics, because I know we have huge tasks ahead of us in Nigeria. So we're not even finished solving Nigerian problems. Let America solve its own problem. After all, Donald Trump says America first. So let America first solve their problem. Let us face our own challenges. So I say, yes, we do have image deficits. And all of those image deficits comes from some of the bad press and the bad rap we get from foreign media.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, and which is why I keep telling our people, we cannot afford to join them in running this country down. Yes, we have issues. Yes, we have issues. But until everybody starts to tell their stories, you know, and own their story and own their image, foreigners will help you tell your stories. And when they want to help you tell your story, they will accentuate it in ways that will not favor you.
Mm.
And I think that is part of the problem. So if you are reviewing part of the image problem Nigeria has, you cannot throw what I've just said out.
Mm.
It is the fact that foreigners are telling our stories in the most part. And we have not really mastered the art of really coming out to blow our own trumpet. So people are blowing it wrongly for us. And then at the end of the day, we still take the rap for the trumpets coming out and not sounding as good as it should be.
Wow. All right. You're striking the right chord here, because that is one of the rationale, the raison d'etre for Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We give positive Nigerian energy. We give out positive Nigerian narratives because we believe that Nigeria is not all negative, but, you know, quite a number of positives about Nigeria. And we'll be discussing some of them and how we can use them, you know, to promote the Nigerian brand. You know, we are focused more on Nigerians in the diaspora to bridge the information gap. Too much fake news, excess negatives. And, of course, we are here to make sure that we, you know, turn around that narrative as a media brand. Okay, before we continue, let's listen to what the Vice President, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, things about Brand Nigeria. Then we'll continue with our discussion. Hold on.
We celebrate our nation and its great people. We celebrate the sterling labors of our heroes past, the sacrifices of so many that have enabled us to be this great nation that we are. One of the unique attributes of the Nigerian person, I've described it as the Nigerian swag. That uniquely confident way that makes us stand out everywhere and in everything that we do.
The spirit of Nigeria. Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Yes, that was Professor Yomi Oshibajo, and of course, selling the attributes of Nigeria, the Nigerian swag. It's still Nigeria Discourse, and we are having a conversation with Mr. Steve Babeko, President, Association of Advertising Agencies of Nigeria. All right, my brother, did you hear that?
Well, unfortunately, apologies to the very good professor, the vice president. I didn't quite hear what he said. It wasn't so clear, so.
Okay, he was talking about, you know, the Nigerian swag, Nigerians having confidence, that personality of Nigeria that sometimes people, you know, that tends to border on arrogance or aggressiveness. If you go to Ghana, for example, and I'm sure you know that they see Nigerians as being aggressive, being confident.
Of course.
You know, so, okay, there are some things about Nigeria as a nation and as a people, or Nigerians as a people, that we can leverage on, we can promote to give Nigeria a better image. So what are the deliberate and consistent things that we must do, whether as professionals, whether as a government, to turn around or to show up this deficit?
Quite frankly, why you and I are breaking our head trying to put solutions or whatever to this this all challenging problem, the young people have gone ahead of us to redefine what they want. For the young people, Nigeria is not working. I mean, there's no power, the bad roads are bad, and all the challenges that we know we have. So they went into their own subconscious and created another brand that they call Niger. The people in government don't want to hear it. They feel, okay, if you call, refer to Nigeria as Niger, it's being disrespectful. But a lot of young Nigerians will disagree with you. In the minds of the young Nigerians, Nigeria has problems. But Niger is the Eldorado that they've created in their minds that's keeping them sane. That is where all of the beautiful music that is conquering the world is coming from. That's where all of the talented people in Hollywood are coming from. That's where all of the host kit makers that are burning up the internet on the daily basis are coming from. Because if you wait for Nigeria to work, these young people are going to die, and they are not willing to die now. And without any help from any government, what help did Wizkid get from any government before he became Wizkid? Burnaboy, Tiwa Savage, Simi, what help did they get from the government? They went and created their own world, and that is why I say the biggest asset that Nigeria has to sell to the world is the people. For that oil, in another couple of years, believe me, we'll pay boys to go and help us build those pipelines, because the pipelines will be useless to us. When all cars have gone electric, so who wants to buy your oil? But as long as we have Nigerian people, we are just blessed. God has blessed us with a lot of people. Yes, of course, because of the infrastructural deficit that we have in the country, our people don't truly attain their potential when they are in the country. But just give them a little space, let them go somewhere, and you see, in such a short time, they become the cream of the crop there that they now start to use as an example, because that natural endowment is there. The government and successive government, and I'm not even referring to any particular government, successive governments have just refused to see the fact that our people, especially our young people, are the true resources that will take this country to the next level. They refuse to see it, because if they truly have seen it, they will have put in place all of the infrastructure that will help our young people attain their true potential. We are probably one of the youngest countries. We have one of the youngest populations in the world. So, I mean, if you sell these people short, we will never really become truly a truly great nation, unless we are able to look at all of the challenges that the youth are facing today and address them in a much more holistic fashion. Believe me, they will still be here speaking about, oh, brand Nigeria, or should we do this, should we do that? Let me just quote one thing that Olamide, one of my favorite rappers, by the way, he said, "I pledge to Nigeria, my country." That's one of the lines in his rap song. He said, "I pledge to Nigeria, my country, but how can I serve you with all my strength when I'm hungry?" So you have lots of young people who are hungry and jobless. Those are the priority area that I think this country needs to face and tackle. We address education. We don't even teach history in all our schools, so people really don't know where they're coming from. And the people who don't know where they're coming from will probably be the way to where they're going.
Okay, so if I get you right, I'm beginning to see, you know, some direction in your submissions. So we should abandon brand Nigeria and let's go for Niger brand or brand Niger.
I won't even say that. I'm just saying that those young people, if we say the youth are the future of this country, then let's invest in those young people. Because once we fully invest in our young people, I promise you, sir, we may not even need to advertise Nigeria too much. Because with zero investment, look at all the things they are doing. I heard the Honorable YBU talking about Israel Adesanya, Anthony Joshua. Look at, with zero investment, look at how they are still flying the flag for us. Yeah. So you can imagine if we are now deliberate about investing in our future, in the future of this country. What other advertising do we need? The branding has done itself because we have, look at how much, look at all the stadiums that Wizkid is packing all over the world, that Bonabo is packing, that Davido is packing, that Tiwa Savage, Yanela, they look at all of the big venues that they are packing. Which white person goes to those shows and will not ask, who, even if they don't know, not even assume they don't know, most of them do know, and they ask, who is this person? It's Yanela. Which country is she from? Nigeria. What other advertising do you need? What other branding do you need?
Okay, what other branding, what other advertising do we need? Let me play you three songs, and when I come back, I won't play them fully, then we'll decide. Or you tell me whether these are through Niger songs or they are Nigeria songs. Just listen to them.
Okay.
This is Nigeria. Look how I'm living up. Look how I'm living up. Everybody be criminal. This is Nigeria. How we living up, look what we eating up. Everybody be criminal.
This is breaking translation.
Nigeria, Jaga, Jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, Jaga, Jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air.
Plenty nonsense day for Nigeria.
All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, Mr. Steve Babaeko. You know, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Okay, you're joking. But these are three very reputation-damaging songs. Nigeria, Jaga, Jaga, This is Nigeria. Everybody is a criminal. And, of course, Plenty Nonsense in Nigeria. How do we reconcile this with music Niger, or the youth? Yeah, the Niger version that we're talking about.
Well, honestly, I don't even see it as a conflict at all. You see, no matter, I'm sure even in the kingdom of God, you find dissenting opinion, which is probably why the dissenters are down to earth, right? So, I mean, some people should still be bold enough to speak to some of the things that are going wrong in the society. And, I mean, shout out to Idris Abdulkareem. Just a few days ago, she was trending on Twitter when, I think Young Buck of... who used to roll with G-Unit and 50 Cent, was recounting how they came for a show in Nigeria, and he went and sat in the first class seat that the organizers of the show reserved for 50 Cent, and how he literally shot the runway down.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know? Yes. Okay, so, I mean, And then, of course, Dr. mentioned Tony Kuti. These are great artists. And somebody, people like Fela Nicola Kukuti died in the whole course of trying to speak truth to power.
Mm.
So there must be this at conscience of the nation, as much as the beautiful place that young people have created for Nigeria. We still know that, of course, Nigeria is still inside Nigeria.
Mm.
So there must be people who are speaking from inside Nigeria to say, look, this Nigeria could be even a bigger and much more pleasurable place for all of the 100 million new people who have joined the poverty bandwagon in Nigeria.
Mm.
If we can make it a better place, if we can just transpose the energy in Nigeria to Nigeria, we will have less complaints of people wanting to break away or people wanting to do all of that. We'll have less desperation among the populace, and we'll have a much better country. I think it's about leadership. Leadership has to recognize the fact that, look, at the end of the day, if we put our people first, we will have, look at all of the countries that you talk about that we always like to reference. I promise you, I tell my friends, there's no country in the world where politicians don't steal money. I'm not saying all politicians are crooks, but some bad politicians are stealing money in almost every country of the world as we speak right now. But you see, the Europeans, they know the trick. Build good roads, build good health facilities, build schools, provide jobs, provide safety nets for social welfare. And whatever you do, people are most likely going to even look the other way. I think that's one of the things that our politicians have done, like, because they think it's all about them. It's not about you, it's about the people.
Yeah.
And unless we're able to do that, we're always going to have problems. How are you going to rebrand a country where you know that the politicians are feeding fat and more people are entering into below the poverty line every day? If you give me that kind of brief, I probably will not take it, because like we see in classic advertising, somebody gives you a brief, you go to the market and do research and say, okay, just to confirm that every nice thing, because you know clients, they tend to write nice things about their brand in the brief that they give you.
Yeah.
So your job as a professional advertising practitioner is to go into the market and interrogate those claims to be sure that it is true, so that you don't join the prospective client in claiming what is not
possible. Yeah, oh, certainly.
Exactly. So, I mean, which is what we must do. We must be able to get our leadership in the frame of mind where they'll see things from a totally different perspective, and they'll be more pro people than being pro self.
All right, let's look at the Association of Advertising Agencies of Nigeria as a professional group. What are we doing? What can we do? Or what will we do as part of, you know, our own contribution to nation building, national development, and working on this image and reputation? We've talked about leadership, yes, and the same thing I was talking to YBO. Okay, fine, beyond leadership, we can, you know, just like these young people have, you know, seized Niger, what can we do, or what do we have in plan as a professional body to be able to contribute in making this work?
Well, I mean, a lot of people, thank you so much for that, because, I mean, I think I emerged president maybe during the lockdown. So I jokingly told my colleague that they can refer to me as the digital president, because for the first time in the 47-year history of Association of Advertising Agencies of Nigeria, AAAN, a president was sworn in online via Zoom. You know, that hasn't happened before. You know, and but having said that,
you are a beneficiary of the Zoom boom.
You can say that again. So part of the plan is just to make sure that we engage new agencies. Mm. How do we get new members to be able to infect them with the palpable passion that I'm feeling now? I'm feeling that there's like a renaissance in the advertising sector. People are good to go, even with all of the damages and the havoc that COVID-19 has wreaked on the industry. But I see people are really up and doing. That is one. How do we engage new, fresh members to be able to come and contribute fresh ideas to the association? That's paramount on our agenda. Secondly, how do we engage the government to be able to work more closely with the association? I had the privilege of meeting with the Honorable Minister for Information, who is the supervising minister on the that oversees the advertising industry.
Mm-hmm.
I think on March 4th, 2020, this year, just shortly before the lockdown in Lagos. And I told him, I offered team, free of charge. Among close to about over 100 members that we have at real professional advertising houses who are willing to put their skills on the table to just support in any way we can support the government, especially in the areas where government is even doing something that's worth talking about. How do we sensitize the rest of the population to say, well, if government has failed in 9 places, there's at least one place where they're doing well. How do we talk about that one place, you know? And the offer is still on the table, even as I speak to you now. I await the opportunity to be able to further engage with the Honorable Minister of Information, Alhaji Mohammed, to support the government. And, yeah, the people who will criticize the government are doing a good job of it, so that the government can sit tight and be on their toes. And some of us, our responsibility in this whole division of labor arrangement is to continuously see how, in ways in which we can help the government to accentuate and really punch the messages that are positive in terms of all of the agenda that they have done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So when YBO was talking, something came out.
Yes.
We gave the example of the MBA, and he talked, you know, about lawyers in maritime, lawyers in this, lawyers in that, but everybody's primarily a lawyer. Now, in the communication industry, there seems to be some divisions. I'm a PR expert. I'm an advertising person. Now, how do we aggregate? And I'm going to ask you two questions in one. How do we aggregate all of these so that we can have a very viable and strong communications, you know, practice, as it were? The second thing is that you just mentioned about 100 members. If you look at the MBA, wow, you can't compare the membership. How does the AAAN now begin to look at strengthening, you know, its number, its numerical strength, such that it can be a more powerful force and can be able to engage government?
Well, thank you so much, sir. I'll take the last one first. Definitely, right now with the current ESCO, we are actually in the middle of looking at a constitutional change, a constitutional review that will allow us, because the founding fathers of advertising in the wisdom of that period wanted it to be an association that only caters to the owners of the
agencies,
business,
yeah.
Advertising agencies. Okay, but I think it is time. The reason why NBA is so strong is the numerical strength. But if you look at the numbers of lawyers we have in the country versus vis-a-vis how many people are advertising practitioners, I mean, even if they are more than us, it won't be such a, they won't outnumber us so badly. So I think it is time to address a constitutional review that will allow individual members to be part of AAAN. And then we have that numerical strength that we can take to the government and say, look, and that we can become a force. But having said that, if you look at all of the other sectoral groups, from MAPAN to ADVAN to ONE to XMAN, we had a meeting like a couple of days ago, and I reiterated that point that unless we are able to come together and leave all of the small silos we've built for ourselves, we will never make it. And it's not even a cost. It's the truth. Unless we are able to join forces together and fight for all of the areas where we have common interests, yes, we might even compete and even do all the little games that you know, people play when they belong to different camps. But when the issues are big ticket issues, like the unavailability of the AFCON Council for the past 5 years, the Buhari government has shut down the AFCON Council, like they shut down so many other parastatal council, and we've not had a functioning council. Yes, we're grateful that a substantive registrar through CEO was appointed, Dr. Nico Padulapo. We're really excited about that. But the council has to be up and running. The AFCON chairman has to be chosen by the president and the council inaugurated. And unless we get that, we have an industry that's probably flying on just one engine. And that's dangerous. I mean, the government actually literally is jeopardizing an industry that employs thousands of people in Nigeria. So, I mean, those are the areas I think we can all come together and fight all of those big ticket issues.
All right, true. I agree with you, because the number of law firms, you know, might not be as much, or certainly it's not as much as the number of lawyers, which is what gives them the advantage.
Absolutely.
So when lawyers are talking, the federal government will recognize them and take them seriously. But when advertising people are talking, advertising practitioners. Like, oh, how many people in your membership? Oh, 80-something, 90-something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. All right, okay, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the topic of today. I just thought it wouldn't be proper for me to, you know, bring you here and not talk about some of the activities of the AAA.
Thank you.
Okay, so when we come back, this is The Future by T.Y. Bello. When we come back, we'll talk more about Nigeria's image and reputations. Hold on to Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
We are the future, we are the dream, we are the nation, we are part of this. Yes, we are so amazing, that's the least we shall be. At the heart of a nation, changing history. How can they say that we are finished? We have just begun, when we have nowhere else to run.
First thing you need to understand is that most Nigerians diaspora want to come home. Whether they put an effort into coming home, it's a different thing entirely. A lot of things that stop Nigerians from coming home is about the fear of being duped, the fear of no water, no electricity, etc., etc. But for me, what I say to a lot of my friends is that you can work around those things. You can put things in place, you can work around them, yeah, you will go with the flow of it and stuff like that. But if you want to come home, start looking at coming home. Don't leave it, because the longer you leave it, the harder it becomes. The older you are, the harder it becomes as well. Do you know what I'm saying? So if you want to come home and you want to add to the quality of life of Nigeria, even if it's like you set up your own little business, and you are actually paying people, you know, you're paying people a wage. You're actually contributing towards the economy. You're actually helping to grow Nigeria.
Spirit of Nigeria. Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and we are on the home run on Super Sunday, Nigeria Discuss. We're talking right now with Mr. Steve Babaiko, President, Association of Advertising Agencies of Nigeria. And we've been looking at the Nigeria's image and reputation deficit, not only in Nigeria, but also in the diaspora. And you just had the voice of Simisola Dabiri during one of our interviews. She encouraged Nigerians to come back home. And two major problems or challenges that Nigerians in the diaspora talk about, infrastructure and security. They do really want to come back home, but, wow, until Nigeria can solve all of those problems. And I think my two guests today have made serious allusions to that. Mr. Babaiko, you're still with me?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
All right. Okay, so now let's talk in concrete terms as we wind down on the home run on our discussion today. What are we going to do? Or what should we be doing, both internally and externally, to be able to resolve or show up some of these image and reputation problems or challenges or deficit that we have in Nigeria?
I'll start from the external stuff.
Yeah.
I'll start from the external part. You know, the Nigerian population, in diaspora have a very big role to play.
Yeah.
One, they've traveled. We've seen how all of those countries that we love to compare ourselves to about how regarding how things work well, they have experience, first-hand experience. So like Dabri said, they should come home. Mm. But you see, it's not just coming home that's the point. It's coming home, they need to even understand how much power they have. You know, one, you're bringing the expert point of view. Mm. We are bringing best practices from across the world.
Mm.
But most importantly, you are bringing economic power. Our budget for this year that President Buhari signed off after December last year was about $35 billion approximately, so something about 10 point something trillion naira. Okay? Guess how much the Nigerians in diaspora.
I know the figure.
In 2019, about 17.5 billion, which is almost roughly 50% of the entire budget.
Even Mr. President says 25 billion, 80% of budget, 6% or so of GDP.
It's so much power. It's so much power that if you can find a way to rally that power and bring it home, it will become a strong pressure group. So that is how I think we can.
Sorry, Mr. President, and you know what? Yes. It's not money, you know, that is used for economic purposes, in quote. It's not investment. It's basically social service. That's the way some lady put it. You know, some lady in the UK I interviewed, she said, look, Nigerians in diaspora are, you know, the social service of the nation. Okay, daddy's roof is off. I want to fix it. We want to bury this person. We want to block this road. We want to eat this food. You know, and all of that. And that amount of money that we are talking about is even more, way far, far, far beyond the foreign direct investment into Nigeria.
Absolutely. So I think that there's some power to be harnessed there, and that will help us create more change that we all desire. Internal, I think associations like the PR association, AAA, will have a role to play as well. Mm. The government is not the best of managers, and you can see from the fiasco that was the 60th anniversary logo. I mean, we're not even going to close to and cast aspersion on anybody. But you can see, just from the pure point of view of planning or project management, it's already been bungled. I mean, you don't give a brief to people to say, okay, I want a logo 2 weeks ago, and then you get the best logo in the world 2 weeks later. It doesn't work that way. Creativity takes time.
Mm-hmm.
They say, nobody ever gets back to a child and says, I'm surprised this child arrived today. You had 9 months notice that your wife was going to deliver. So you shouldn't be caught by surprise. We knew Nigeria was going to be 60. As at 1960, we knew by social date Nigeria was going to be 60 years old.
Mm.
How did we plan towards achieving and galvanizing all the efforts required to make sure that we come out smelling of roses? You think it's because of the depth of creative ability. That's why we came up with this logo that we ended up with. No, they are so, including the people who were involved in creating this logo, if you give them enough notice and you give them enough time, trust me, I'm sure they'll come up with logos that are 100,000 times more fantastic than what we have today. It's just planning. And that's what we've seen in our lives. So for us, as the Association of Advertising Agencies of Nigeria, I made that offer to the Honorable Minister for Information, Larry Mohammed. We'll be more than happy to support the government. I'm using this opportunity to put that offer on the table again. Talk to professionals. Mm. Let's not talk to somebody's auntie or somebody's uncle who you can just give something to and say, okay, create this thing. No, talk to real professionals. If you want surgery, you talk to surgeons. If you want to create real communication, you talk to people who do it day in, day out. That's what we do. And like I said, I'm still putting that offer on the table.
Mm.
Let them talk to AAA, and we'll be more than willing to support the government to amplify all of the places where we think the government is doing something right.
Yeah, a very important point that YBO mentioned when we spoke, and I think it's very germane to this discussion. How do we galvanize? How do we mobilize? How do we put, a new psyche into the minds of Nigerians. And I'll give you a most recent example. And I'm saying loud on air now, and I mean, this is really, really, really a sore point for me. Nigeria's 60th anniversary was on the 1st of October. Mr. President had to address the nation. It was a golden opportunity for him to speak to us in a way that would change our minds, you know, our psyche, our orientation, and we lost it. I don't know where they got our speech from, but things, little things like that add up. Because, first of all, if you want to develop brand Nigeria, you and I are the primary ambassadors, but we are not impressed, we are not moved, we are not motivated. And that becomes a problem. So, back to this issue of national orientation. How do we get Nigerians to begin to believe in their country, hold the flag dearly, not only when we win a, you know, a competition or a sports tournament, you know, but more importantly on a day-to-day basis, because there are quite a number of Nigerians who don't even believe in this brand at all. How do we change all of that? I know that, yes, brand performance is key, government must do its own, but then from a professional angle, okay, how do we begin to do things that would help, you know, what kind of things should we be doing? You know, I remember General Yakubu Gowon in those days. We all would line up on the streets holding the flag, you know, anytime it was called. The sense of patriotism, I mean, and it was higher then. And Nigeria right now, for me, is at its lowest ebb. Maybe not even as, it wasn't as bad as this, you know, before the Civil War. But here we are, insurgency, banditry, and everybody's calling for restructuring. How do we mold the cracks? How do we put it together?
I mean, it's very, very, very well said. I couldn't have even expressed it better. The truth is, the days when people were lined up by the roadside and wave Nigerian flags, people did not have a problem of what to eat. So if you look at the level of poverty in this country, it's so gut-wrenching that for any message to even get into anybody's ears and stay there. you need to address that. And that's why you sort of governors say, oh, now my own is stomach infrastructure. You can't tie the road unless you tie the stomach of people.
No, I mean, President, don't kill me. Don't kill me here.
I just
remember the Yoruba people. They say, Ebi kiwa, nukoro mi tuwa.
It's just what it is.
And yeah.
People who are not Yoruba speakers, you can't be hungry and you're thinking of something else.
Food first.
Every other thing, when you are hungry, is every other thing you're supposed to think of becomes frivolity, because the issue of the moment is how do you fix the hunger in the land? And unless the government has find a pragmatic way to do that, we are all wasting our time here. Yes, you are going to tell national orientation agencies to come back. You are going to bring MAMSA back. Who are they going to be talking to? People will get stoned on that stage. If you go and say, there's a rally, come and let me orientate you. Orientate what? We are hungry. We are sick. We can't even afford
that. And Mr. President, let me just, you know, maybe I shouldn't be saying some of this, but let me just say, because it's the truth. Look, in government, I've been there. When you want people to fill the stadium, you must provide food. The catering budget is huge. The catering budget is huge.
Absolutely.
You know, you.
And that is, we must do it in a more strategic fashion, not just that way of just giving people tokenism and saying, come to the stadium and wave a flag. No, because when people, you see, all those European countries where you see them hold the flags as if their life depends on it, they know they are going to go home and they are going to eat. And if they happen to run to get out of a job, the government will, there's the social safety net that will provide for them while they are working their way to the next job. So unless we are able to do that, recently it's just been said that how many billions of the money that was provided to feed school children during the COVID-19 were discovered in private accounts. If that is true, then you understand why nobody is going to be waving any flag on the roadside soon in this country.
Yeah. I mean, you go on a flight in the U.S., you know, and there's an American troop there. The pilot announces his presence, and the entire aircraft or the entire plane will be clapping for him. And he would even be given priority to come down or to disembark the plane first. But here in Nigeria, I don't know.
we need to do better. If we solve all of those fundamental problems,
if not for social media and telephones, now that people at the airport, you know, you see a celebrity. In those days, you know, you go on a plane with Sonny Ade, you just say, see Sonny, now Sonny Bidato. You know, nobody warms up, nobody takes a selfie. Yeah, because everybody has, you know, something is bothered with or the other, you know.
Absolutely. If we solve all of those problems that we have, which are like the base challenge that we have in this country, selling Nigeria to Nigeria is the easiest way, because forget what Nigerians say sometimes. A lot of Nigerians believe in this country.
No, certainly. I mean, let me tell you, Mr. President, just sorry to cut you. Yes. Nigerians don't mind bashing Nigeria. But yeah, please, let no other country bash Nigeria. Then Nigerians will be united in facing it. You know.
Whether it's Uganda or Kenya.
Yeah, or it's BBC. Or BBC or saying Akinwumi, you know, from a corrupt country, they will tear that person to pieces. You know, we might be bashing ourselves, but of course, we never take it kindly when any other person is bashing us.
That is true love right there. In spite of all of these challenges. And what I tell people, brand Nigeria is already out there and winning. If you see almighty Beyonce, best in her video, you think that's how much she loves Nigeria.
People singing the Nigerian anthem.
She knows that is the hegemonic culture of entertainment in the world today.
Yes.
So she's keen into it. If you see Swizz Beatz playing Nigerian songs, I sometimes even laugh at some of our people. They see Swizz Beatz playing Nigerian songs. One, they know that if Swizz Beatz knows, he might not admit it publicly, that if he was able to put a Nigerian song out there, about 5 million Nigerians will come to his page and start liking it and shouting praises on him. They know we have the population on that digital space in Africa.
We certainly do.
So they are just keen into what we have and making use of it. So we really don't have to even overhype or oversell Nigeria, brand Nigeria. Brand Nigeria is already in some segments of our social life. It's already selling itself. We just need to clean up our acts internally, so that we can then now begin to attract people from the diaspora to come to do the homecoming that they are doing in Ghana. I mean, all respect to Ghana. There's just so much you can see in Ghana. Nigeria is a huge country. Where if you come here and you really want to have an experience of Africa, this should be the place. But how can you do it when insurgency and Fulani herdsmen are ravaging the country?
No, Mr. President, now you are hitting
me. How can
me.
You do it when the roads are not working? So most of the problems we have are just internal. We need to just clean up this mess so that we can then allow the world in to come and experience and see incredible Nigeria for themselves. We shouldn't even be shouting from the rooftop selling ourselves. We have enough of our people, of the natural endowment by God, nature. I'm right now speaking to you from Kaba, Kogi State, my hometown.
Yes,
and I'm sitting on the balcony of my house and I'm overlooking the mountain and I'm just wondering to myself how beautiful this place is. More people from across the world should come and see this and experience this. Experience our cuisine, which is second to none in the world. Experience our fashion sense. The Nigerian, trust me, will most likely be overdressed for the occasion. In any occasion you invite them.
Yes.
We are flamboyant people. We enjoy. We know what it means to put yourself together, whether you are a man or a woman. So he wants us to see all of that, and then we'll be making less noise about selling ourselves, because we have enough that tells us for who we are.
Yeah, these are some of the soft touch points that we need to, you know, leverage on as a nation. Tourism is huge. You just mentioned Ghana. Ghana has done well with the slave trade package. Nigeria, go to Badagry. I mean, even if you want to go to Badagry, probably you have to go by helicopter or private jet or something. I don't know.
Because the road you can't go. The road is horrible.
Yes. And there are a lot of you know, African-Americans who are going back to Ghana as their, you know, homeland, so to say. Steve Harvey is one of them. And everybody goes to Emina Castle. What is happening to the Mobe family, you know, relics here? Nothing. You know, it's a huge, huge, huge problem. Tourism is one of the things, you know. We speak every Sunday to a Nigerian in South Africa, and she brings in a lot of South Africans. Say, look, they would love to visit Nigeria, but there is no, you know, no, how do you call it, no flagship place for me to visit in Nigeria. Where is it? We don't know it. You know, so that becomes another problem. Unlike other countries, they have, you know, their number one sports, number two, number three that they are promoting. Where is it in Nigeria? And anyway. All right, Mr. President, you know what we are going to do? Let me go for a final break. Then we can come back to finish our conversation on Nigeria's image and reputation deficit. This one is This Land by Onyeka Onwenu.
Nigeria on my mind. Born in diversity, blessed beyond compare. Ooh, through these 100 years, our struggles and through all our fears,
we're strong in our unity. These are destiny. Here we are.
Standing tall.
We are one.
We are one.
100
years of unity.
Nigeria.
We will stand.
We will stand.
Oh, this land of mine.
This land of mine.
Nigeria.
This is Spirit of Nigeria Radio, giving positive Nigerian energy, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Yes, this is Nigeria Discuss Super Sunday, and we are talking with President, Association of Advertising Agencies of Nigeria, Mr. Steve Babayeko. And what are we talking about? We have been talking about Nigeria's image and reputation deficit. Nigeria has grappled with a bad image and reputation caused by widespread corruption, ethno-religious intolerance, and insurgency. Recent and past and present administrations have sought to carry out nation-branding campaigns aimed at improving how Nigeria and Nigerians are perceived both home and abroad. Of course, campaigns like Heart of Africa in 2004, Rebranding Nigeria in 2009, and recently Change Begins With Me 2016, they have all failed to have the desired impact because, and as critics have pointed out, they failed to address the fundamental issues damaging the country's image and reputation. The country's weak reputation has been taken away from the message being passed across, making them to be received with cynicism and disdain because the brand is often seen in the context of the message. Mr. President, do you agree the brand is often seen in the context of the message?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, when we even talk about brand, you know, sometimes we confuse it. Mm. The brand is not what you say your brand is.
Mm.
The brand is what people say about your brand when you are not in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the government should just pay more attention to what people are saying about brand Nigeria. And then we'll be able to fix the problem easier because it's one thing for you to want to push and for speed people with certain messages, that is just propaganda. And people, they know how it is. They know how propaganda works. Nigerians are not stupid. They are probably one of the most savviest people in the world. You can't pull the wool over their eyes. So unless we just leave propaganda alone and just face the issue of brand building, which is addressing some of those fundamental issues that Nigerians have issues with.
So my final take is that from what you have said, what YBO has said, we need to reconfigure the brand Nigeria. We need to put it on.
Absolutely.
We need to put it on a firmer stead for us to be able, you know, to even communicate about the brand. And of course, it must start from within before we go without. All right, Mr. President, your last and final word before we take a break, because, oh no, before we end it, not take a break, because we are ready to take a Real Talk with Lola. It's a program, 6 p.m. Nigerian time. Lola is a South African-based Nigerian psychologist, and she talks to us every week about coping or how to cope with living abroad as a Nigerian or as an African. So we'll be taking out 6 o'clock. So before they run me out of here, Mr. President, your final word.
Thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity to come on this platform and just share my one combo with Nigerians and Africans all over the world. Really, really a big pleasure. And shout out to Spirit of Nigeria Radio. I wish this station a lot more power going forward. Mm-hmm. And well, just to, for all my Nigerian brothers and sisters and all Africans all over the world, we are all the change that we want to see in this world. Whether you live abroad, whether you live in Nigeria, we must all internalize the process of just bringing out the that positive side we are looking for in other people. So, I mean, if the ministers and the president can actually go back and look at that, it all starts with me, and they recite it. You know, like when you offend in primary school, they say, well, right, it starts with me, like 1 million times. I read it to themselves. I'm sure we have a better country. So shout out to all Nigerians. That resilient spirit of excellence, of what that daring do, of just being able to stand in the midst of the whole world and still be able to hold our head high. We should never let anybody take that away from us, because the future, really, our future depends on it.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Steve Babaeko, President, Association of Advertising Agencies of Nigeria. And of course, I'd like to say another big thank you to Mr. Yomi Badejo Kusoya, President of African Public Relations Association, who was with us between 4 and 5 p.m. All right, two great gentlemen on Super Sunday, and we'll be talking about Nigeria's image and reputation deficit in the diaspora. Of course, the discussion continues. All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Thank you very much, Mr. Steve Babaeko. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more, you know, as the months and the weeks roll by, on many other issues that relate to communication and Nigerians in diaspora. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
All right. Okay, so it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio. At the top of the hour, we'll be joining Mrs. Lola Badialuku all the way from South Africa. And I'm sure she has another interesting addition for us. I mean, she's been bringing beautiful guests. We've been talking gloriously about Nigeria in the weeks, you know, that have come by. And, of course, Real Talk with Lola at the top of the hour, 6 o'clock. Right now, I'd just like to say thank you and put an end to Super Sunday Nigeria Discuss, Nigeria's image and reputation deficit in the diaspora. And, of course, it has tended more to be internally. All right, thank you very much for being a part of the show. You beautiful people all over the world, stay tuned to Spirit of Nigeria Radio, positive Nigerian energy, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.